God is speaking to the church to prepare her for the times that we are in, the events that are taking place, and other events that are to come. Here is the mind of God concerning the church to prepare her in these dark hours. God is saying to stock up on candles. Stock up on candles. This is January 19th, 2021, Tuesday morning. Stock up on candles. Stock up on lights. For those of you that live on the island, wood piles are good. Stock up on your wood piles. Be sober, church. Be sober. God is talking to his church because he wants us to be aware and not to be taken by surprise of events, and we are without the necessities. We are going to be here and we are going to endure some things. And because we are wise and we are listening, we wouldn't be hurt. Listen to the Lord. Listen to the voice of his prophets, his true prophets that is preparing. That is speaking as the Lord speak to prepare the church for this journey, tedious journey in this dark hour that we live in. And prepare yourself, listen, pray, pray with a purpose. Sober up, quiet down your spirit. We are in the world, we're not of the world. We have to be in quietness so we can hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking concerning your family. We're not just religious people that go to church and come home with a whole lot of noise and distractions from the world. So quiet down, saints of God. Get really serious with the Lord. Get really serious in prayer. Get really tune your ears into heaven so God can prepare you and your family. This is what's going to separate the churchgoers or the hypocrites or the apostate church from the real saints of God. The scripture says, of course, God said that the just shall live by his faith. Now, shall is a covenant word. Shall is also a continuation word. Shall is a future word. And we have not yet lived by faith as we will need to. Faith, of course, is the wealth of the church, is the money, is the finances of the church. Because when money is taken away from the church, you can't buy or sell, say, unless you have the mark of the beast. Well, the church would rather die. The true bride of Christ will choose to die, prepare ourselves to die rather than take the mark of the beast, because we know where we are going. Sadly, for those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Bible says they shall take the mark of the beast in the Book of Revelation. So it's very important to get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hurry up. Hurry up. God says, sit in that about quarter. Hurry up, saints. God says to make haste and repent and be saved. Be saved. Examine yourself, those of you who've been in the church for so long, see whether you be in the faith. God is preparing the church. God showed me coconut trees. Coconut trees. Coconut trees take like 15, 20 years to mature, according to research. But you can buy the coconut trees already matured, already grown, or halfway there. Plant coconut trees in your yard, your backyard. But God said to me years ago, I sent up messages that to tell the saints to plant fruit trees in their yards. Oh, angels gonna cook our food. The just shall live by his faith, speaking about faith. angels going to cook our food. We're going to use faith to demand the fruits to grow in the tree and disappear so that the enemy won't even know that the tree bear fruit. We are going to have a great experience with God. Those of us who've been living by faith, the just has always been living by faith and not by sight. And the just will more so importantly need that faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To not only curse the fig tree, but to demand a fig tree to bear fruit for a time. Hallelujah. When they cannot go to the store to buy. Praise the Lord. So it's an exciting time for the church. Coconut tree is going to be very lucrative business. Coconuts are going to be very important. Plant your trees. Listen to the prophet. Hallelujah. You know, in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Hallelujah. Beautiful scripture that says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat, of course, the king of Judah, stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Listen to the voice of God. We have the Holy Ghost. This is a quiet life. The Bible said a meek and a quiet spirit is of a great price in the sight of God. Instead of going to bed, watching television, watching preachers, why don't you go and listen to the preacher? Listen to the teacher. He's the Holy Ghost. Being quiet. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying concerning your family. Let the Holy Ghost show you things to come. According to Jeremiah 3 and 33 and 3. Where God can show you the danger that's coming and prepare you, give you instructions. Believe his prophets so ye shall prosper. Hear the Holy Ghost, the voice of the Holy Ghost. We don't need the noise, people. God is speaking to prepare the church so that they can be strong and prepared. And these things doesn't overtake us. So here's what the Lord is saying. Stock up on candles, stock up on lights. Stock on batteries. If your batteries go bad, so you have to be careful with that. Keep them in a cool place, not so much because you lose them. Wood piles, those of you in the island, stock up on your wood. Use wisdom. This is January 2021, January 19th. Yes, God is preparing us. This is not a hurricane month. We don't know what is coming down the pike. But God knows, stock up on candles, stock up on light, flashlights. Keep these things for yourself. Spread the word to the next saint, to the next believer. Hallelujah. God wants us to start getting together now and being wise. We are in the world, but we're not off the world. Those fruit trees, God told me years ago to tell you to plant fruit trees in your backyard. I hope that you have obeyed. If not, it's not too late. Let's start growing our gardens. As far as whatever God is saying to other prophets to tell the church, I'm sure we will hear from the prophets of the Lord. They are listening for God's voice. And so is the bride. Every born-again believer is sobering up, is settling down. God also spoke to me concerning the investing of your money in the kingdom of God. Stop putting money in your homes. Stop putting money in yourself. Give the money to the real servants of God so that they can do the work of God to build up the kingdom of God, to get souls saved. People, don't try to impress people with your homes buying this. It's all going to be destroyed. The real saints of God is not impressed about your house anyway. They don't impress what you have anyway. They don't impress who you think you are anyway. So get over yourself. You're not all that. Not to the real saints of God. The real saints of God, God said, I will beautify the meek with salvation. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 31, verse 20, it says, beauty is vain. Beauty is vain. A woman that fear the Lord shall be praised. A woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. So we're not concerned about the impression that others are trying to impress us. We're not impressed by what you have. We're not impressed by your house. We're not impressed by all the foolish money you put in your house to make yourself look good. We're impressed with our mansion in heaven. So those that fear the Lord, they're seeking the Lord because they understand that everything is going up in flames in a minute. So they're putting their money in the kingdom of God. They're giving it to the apostles. They're giving it to the true men of God that's going out to preach the gospel. They're taking care of the saints. They're taking care of the evangelists. They're taking care of the men and women of God that are taking the gospel and not using it for themselves and their families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. And so hear the voice of the Lord, our saints of God. Hear the voice of the Lord. Ah, that scripture says in Proverbs 31 and 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman that's spiritual, a woman that seeks the face of God, that lives sanctified life, that live according to the Lord. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. I am also sending out another message, mainly to the pastors, to encourage them what God is saying in this hour, how to prepare the church. Like we have not prepared the church in many years to face God, to stand before God, and how to prepare the women to be the women of the scriptures and not just go to church and be religious and be selfish and have nothing to do. What to do with money, how to prepare the men likewise, how to prepare the older women, the younger women, what they're supposed to be like to be beneficial to the kingdom of God and to the saints, how we are to serve the saints, how we are to serve in the kingdom of God. I'm sending out that message mainly to encourage the leaders and what our money is supposed to be doing instead of in houses and lands. Our money is supposed to be to the kingdom of God. We are going to be judged what we do with our money and how the aged men ought to teach the young men, how the aged men ought to be structured in God. It's time. God is speaking to the church. If we are going to make it, God is not going to apologize for his word or come below his word. It's time for us to go and teach all nations and expect discipline believers and expect them to perform, expect them to come subject, expect them to be disciplined according to the Lord or put them away from you. Hallelujah. So saints of God, God is preparing the bride of Christ. Are you married? Are you spoken for by Jesus Christ, the groom? Are you his wife? Well, the wedding day is approaching and the bride made herself ready. Wash a robe in the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Be blessed, everyone. Be blessed. Stock up. Stock up. Stock up on candles. Stock up on lights. God says stock up. Coconut trees. It's going to be very lucrative. Fruit trees in your backyard. Listen. Listen to God. Listen to God. Stop trying to impress people with talks. Be quiet. Listen to the Holy Ghost, people of God. And listen to his prophets as he prepare your heart. These are crucial times now. We are in the world, but we're not off the world. Turn the television off. Hear the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our media. Hallelujah. Turn politics off. We see all things turning. These events are turning for the worst. It's time to stand in the holy place. Stand in the holy place. Be blessed, everyone. Be blessed. Listen to God. Believe in the Lord and you will be established. And on that day, you wouldn't find yourself short, begging like the five foolish virgins. Give us off your oil for our lamps are gone out. No, it's time to be wise. It's time you're being warned right now to be wise. Be wise. Listen, God want to show you things that's coming in your family, that's happening in your family. God want to show you where sickness is approaching, where death is approaching, where danger is approaching. You don't have time to be fighting with church folks. You don't have time to be trying to impress people with how saved you are. You have to be real and listening to God so that you can be in a place that God would hear your prayer. And God can speak to you, show you things to come. Hallelujah. Let's be rich in the knowledge of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here. He's here. He is here. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here to lead us and guide us and reveal things to us and prepare us for the endurance of whatever it is that we will have to endure or face in this last hour. Be blessed. Let's comfort one another in this hour. Grow together more so. God is love. And this shall all men know that you are my disciples when you have loved one for another. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is that John 13 and 27? Praise the Lord. When you have loved one for another. So be blessed, everyone. Continue to pray for the leaders of the church all around the world, the evangelists, those beautiful feet that go preaching the bloody gospel. Hallelujah, bloody gospel. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. We're at the end of the race where the skilled runner saved his strength for the last. The greatest of his strength for the last to cross the finish line. We are going out in glory. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, child of God. Be encouraged, leaders. Be encouraged, pastors. Watchmen, don't come down from the wall. Keep those prayer vigils going at nights, praying and crying over the church, weeping over the church, weeping to your God concerning the things that, hallelujah, he has purposed to do for the church until we see that Zion is a praise in the earth. And she's ready. She's ready. She's definitely ready. The church is ready. The bride is ready. And we will continue to keep our lamps burning. Be blessed, everyone. Praise the Lord.